We present William Boyd's An Ice Cream War, dramatized for radio by John Peacock, with Nicholas Grace as Von Bishop, William Hootkins as Temple Smith, Gerard Logan as Felix, James Larkin as Gabriel, and Rachel Atkins as Caris.
Smith! Ah, hey, Temple Smith!
Oh, shit.
Smith!
Oh, good God, Erich! Erich von Bishop!
How goes it with you?
What are you doing in Dar es Salaam? What are you doing in that uniform? I thought you'd left the army.
I'm in the reserve. Everyone's been summoned for the arrival of the flotilla. I'm taking part in the big parade later today. Besides, I'm meeting my wife. She's arriving from Germany, on the Tabor.
Well, don't let me detain you.
Aha! There she is!
By who?
No, please. I insist on you meeting her. After all, we are neighbors of a sort.
Erich!
Is that your wife?
My Lisa. Oh, God.
What's wrong?
She looks different. What shall I say? Very, healthy. Yes, healthy.
Erich!
Liebchen. This is Mr. Temple Smith, our neighbor in British East Africa. Mr. Temple Smith, my wife, Liesel.
Well, how do you do? I hope your trip was enjoyable.
Yeah, it was quite tolerable, thank you. I am happy to meet you.
I'll get a rickshaw to see to the luggage.
And what are you doing in Dar es Salaam?
I come to buy coffee seedlings. We don't have them in British East. But I must confess, I also wanted to see Dar and your splendid new railway. You Germans sure know how to build railways.
You are not English, I think.
No, I'm American.
Yeah?
From the United States of America. I came to Africa 6 years ago with President Roosevelt on his hunting trip, and I just decided to stay on.
I see.
Well, it must be nice to be back.
Well, they have all the luggage. Shall we go?
Yeah.
We are guests of the governor. Can we take you anywhere?
No, thank you. I'd like to observe the pomp and circumstance a little longer. Then I intend to sample some of your German beer.
Of course. Goodbye, then.
Goodbye, Herr Temple Smith. Ein pleasure to meet you.
Goodbye.
When are you going to Taveta?
Well, tomorrow.
Ah, excellent, excellent. We travel together. Till tomorrow, Smith.
Shit. Rickshaw! Rickshaw! The Browerite!
Your motor is waiting.
Dave, you're here already.
Looks like an old fellow. Can't miss my own wedding, can I?
Ready?
Off we go.
Right, off we go. How's the army?
Boring. How's school?
Over, thank God. Next stop, Oxford.
When did you clear that with Father?
Oh, he doesn't bother about me, Gabe. He gave me up as a bad job years ago. Mother told me he didn't mind.
Well, lucky old you, but that shirt won't be popular, I can promise you.
Cigarette?
No, thanks, old chap. Not while I'm driving.
It's all so predictable, isn't it?
What?
English summers. You know, hot sun, corn, birds singing, all that rot.
Honestly, Felix, sometimes I just can't make you out at all.
Never mind. Looking forward to tomorrow?
Of course, you idiot. After all, it was me who asked her to get married, not anyone else. And she, that is Caris, is looking forward to meeting you.
Oh.
Can't think why. I've told her all about you. Right clever Dick, my little brother is, I said. Hey!
Watch out, Gabe! Bridegroom and best man in automobile accident.
Talking about best man, remind me to have a word later on today.
Words of advice from Big Brother.
Something like that.
Is that how you soldiers mow down Pathans? Or fuzzy-wuzzies, or whatever you call them?
I may soon be doing worse than that. We all may.
What?
Raising arms against our fellow man.
What are you talking about, Gabriel?
The Anglo-German War. It's coming, Felix. I'm sure of it.
Do they only take the Daily Mail in your mess? I've never heard such rot. There's not going to be any war. Philip Holland says everyone's having far too good a time to go to war. Don't you think this is the most wonderful time to be alive, Gabriel?
Well, I suppose I do. But then I've got my own special reasons.
So have I. I think I'd rather be living now than at any other time. Don't you think so? There's so much in the air. Besides, they can't have a war. I'm going to Oxford.
Oh, well, then, of course not. I'm sure the Kaiser will wait until you've got your BA.
Right.
Felix, darling, darling, you're home.
Mother.
Oh, are you well, Felix? Darling, I do like your shirt and tie. Don't you think he looks a little tired, Gabriel?
Yes.
Do you want to lie down, my dear?
No, thank you, Mother. I'm fine.
Did you have a pleasant time with the Hollands? You didn't do too much, I hope?
Rest assured on that point, Mother. Philip Holland and I do as little as possible. Am I in my own room?
Of course. Now, nearly everyone's here. Isolt and Henry and little Charles. Oh, he's in your dressing room. I hope you don't mind. We're so crowded. And Albertine and Greville. Did you see the girls? They're outside somewhere. We're waiting to see you, Stacey and Nigel. Do you want to see your father, dear? He's upstairs in his study.
Not really. I'll see him at dinner, shan't I? Heavens, such a heat.
You fancy a swim, Felix?
Good idea, that man. Just let me change. I'll grab some towels.
Stone Cottage. What do you think?
What do you mean?
It's where Caris and I are going to live. Father and mother's wedding present.
Oh. Very nice, but didn't Cyril live here?
Yes, he's been moved to the village. We had to do a lot of work on the place. Cyril and co. lived in fairly old squalor. Caris hasn't seen it yet.
I bet Cyril wasn't too pleased about being turfed out.
Who?
Cyril! Whose cottage that was? Lord, the air must have been blue.
Come on! Cut along, Cobb, cut along!
Oh, I haven't had a dip in the pond for years, have we, Felix? Do you remember that day we pushed Eustacia in?
Useless, useless. Father levered us there.
Oh, looks inviting. This pool seems to get bigger every year. I hope there's no country maiden passing by.
Whoa!
Oh! Oh! Superb! Come on, Slocum. He's not a bit cold. Jump, Felix. Sleep in. It won't hurt.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Oh! Oh, splendid. I used to dream about this sort of afternoon when I was in India. Got a comb?
No. Silly, I should have brought one.
Doesn't matter, never mind. Oh, Felix, you know I wanted to talk to you about this best man business.
Don't worry, Gabriel. I've been working on my speech for days. Very funny. Have everyone in stitches. Nothing improper, mind you.
Oh.
Why? What's wrong?
Well, you know I asked you to be my best man because Sammy Hinchelwood in my battalion, wouldn't be on leave.
Yes. I don't quite see you.
Well, he is on leave. He told me last week. He telegraphed. Well, old chap, I've known Sammy for ages, and that was the original plan, and
you've known me for ages, too.
I would have told you earlier, but it's all been so hectic. Sammy's down here now at the pub in the village. Caris knows him, too. She'd like Sammy to... Well, we had the rehearsal last night and everything, and I said you wouldn't mind. But look, old fellow, I'd like you to be my chief usher, if you would. Be an awfully big help.
Don't worry, Gabe. I can see your problem. No, fine. Glad to do your ushering for you. It was a pretty dreadful speech anyway, I'm sure.
Felix, darling, come and sit down. You must be tired after your swim. Should you be smoking?
It's all right, Mother. I'll stand with the men.
Felix, sherry? Oh, can he have a sherry, Mrs. Cobb? Now he's old enough to smoke one.
Sorry to have deposed you as best man, Felix.
Don't worry about it, Sammy. I was only first reserve, anyway. Good that you could get on leave.
Yes, it was short notice. But I'm glad to be around to see Gabbers spliced at last.
Sorry, Gabbers?
Gabbers! Old Gabbers over there, your bro, Captain Cobb, no less.
Oh, Gabbers. Yes. Any sign of the Nigel Bathes, Mother?
Yes, darling, they arrived half an hour ago. They're getting changed.
Pity.
Felix.
Yes, Henry.
Oxford, Felix, Oxford.
Yes, Henry.
What's it all about, man? What's it all about? Not entering the church, are you? Huh?
Certainly not.
Felix is going out to read modern history. That is right, dear, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I was so pleased to hear that it was modern.
Modern history? I'll give you modern history. That damned mouse villain, Carson. He ought to be boiled in oil.
Hamish, calm yourself, the children.
Modern, wretched history.
Why is Father wearing a black knickerbocker's gabe? Is he going mad or what?
I don't know. I think it's something to do with the wedding.
He wasn't like this at Eustatius. Mind you, that's understandable. Oh, talk of the devil.
Why, Mother.
How pretty you look, Eustatia. Isn't that lovely? Crepe de chine.
Nigel, sirrah, come ye hither and meet Sammy Hinchelwood.
Everybody here at last.
Except Caris.
Ah, yes, except Caris.
Poor Caris. I wonder what Aunt Mary's having for dinner.
Gravel.
Sorry. I mean, shame she couldn't be with us. What? Gabriel? Caris, that is.
Good evening, Father.
What? Felix, you're meant to be in London.
Dinner is served. Goodness, right. So many people.
Dinner at last. Gotcha, young fellow, my lad. Not so fast.
What's going on, Father?
No, children don't sit down to a meal without their hands being clean, do they? Let me see them.
Just one moment, Father.
Come on, one and all.
Father, I am not one of the children. I am not prepared to go through with this.
Hands, hands. I know you schoolboys. Dirty little beggars, huh? See?
Hamish. Ick.
Dirty little hands.
Hamish.
I knew it.
Hamish, may we have grace, please?
Right. Places, everyone. Are we all ready?
We'd hardly send our fleet to the opening of the Kiel Canal if we thought the thing was a danger to European peace. If you ask me, it makes sense.
Oh, we're just as bad in their eyes. Just as bad. You know, I know this German chappie who's convinced our king wants war because once in his youth in Paris, for various undisclosed purposes, the king wanted to borrow some money off the Kaiser, and the Kaiser refused. Quite right, too, if I may say so.
Sammy, really?
And they think the king's had it in for the Kaiser ever since.
Now, what assassination is this you're talking about, dear? Everyone seems to be getting assassinated these days. I can never remember who's who. Is it that Rasputin fellow you mean?
No, the Archduke Ferdinand, heir to the Austro-Hungarian Empire in Sarajevo. 3 weeks ago, Serbia.
Oh, yes. Did I read about that somewhere, Gabriel?
Last week's Illustrated London, Mother. There were pictures. Sarajevo, Mother. Everyone's been talking about
it. Oh, these names, these places. Where on earth can they be?
And his wife, too. Revolvers, bang. Shot dead by a socialist. Just like that, bang, bang.
Oh, dear. Henry, would you be a dear and carve? Hamish seems busy.
It's only the generator.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't panic. Women and children first.
Father, I'll go. The generator will have broken down, that's all. You're wasting your time ringing that. It's an electric bell.
Bullering no good bit of bloody scrap metal. Shit and bullering you. Heap of shite. Of
evening, sir.
Christ! Oh, God, it's you, Felix. You. Give me a bloody fright, oh, Jesus. How are you?
Very well. Machine packed in.
Forgot to put the bloody benzol in, didn't I? It's like trying to fill a bucket with a hole in it, pouring benzol in that machine. Here, I better get it going. What will you take?
This the instructions? It says here that an unskilled servant can do the work without any knowledge of electricity. What's gone wrong?
I know it's all about begging electrics. I just don't know how many people is going to be put out of the house, do I? I see it's all lit up like some kind of palace down the drive. Christ, you says, Cyril boy, if you don't get some sodden benzol in that motor, then battery's going to be flatter than a stepmother's kiss. Look what bloody happens just as I'm topping her up. Bastard. So where are you then, Felix? Looking forward to this wedding then, are you?
Well, I suppose so. I haven't met my future sister-in-law yet. She's not long back from India. Cigarette?
Oh, thanks. Don't mind if I do. Turkish?
Egyptian.
Not bad. I think I'll stick to Woodbine all the same. Now, I met her. Lady came to chuck us out of the cottage. Mr. Gabriel, Mrs. Cobb, Miss... What's her name?
Miss Lavery. Miss Caris Lavery.
Caris, eh? Funny name. No, but she seemed nice enough, though. Very pleasant. Sort of apologising. Suppose you're a bit embarrassed, seeing as our house late. Nice little cottage, that was. Mind you, there are good things about living in the village. Pub, for starters.
Yes.
Better get back home. The wife will be thinking I've been stopping off rail. See you in church then, Felix. Cheerio.
What's she like? I mean, what does she look like?
Ooh, Miss Labour.
Yes, I was just wondering.
Small, dark hair. Looks like a little girl beside Mr. Gabriel. Spoke very kindly.
Well, I shall see for myself tomorrow.
Yeah. That's right. Don't ask me if a rum tastes of sea as yours, Felix. Would you say they come from Africa, was that?
Sort of, yes. Africa.
Oh, I was sitting down. 2 days. And it makes a man stiffen up. Must be good stuff you're eating, Mrs. Von Bishop.
Ah, you see, a year in Europe, and Liesel has developed a sweet tooth.
Please, take one.
Oh, thank you. Oh, only one left now. I don't think I've ever come across this before. What's it called?
Turkish Delight.
Hey, all the way from Turkey. An exotic experience. Hey, light shines through it, too. That's nice. That's what I call sweet. Very nice indeed. And tell me, Erich, there's all this talk about war between England and Germany. Why are your Askaris being drilled? Looks like you're expecting trouble.
I'll be honest with you. I don't know what's going on. They say it's for the exhibition in August, but since Von Leto came over, everything has changed. They even called me up.
Do you think there will be a war in Europe, Mrs. Von Bishop? Was this the talk when you were there?
There was some talk, but with Russia, I think, not England. I don't know. I don't listen hard. I'm not very interested.
I can't see there being any fighting out here, can you, Harry?
Ah, I doubt it. It seems most unlikely. Von Leto is just a very cautious man.
Are you walking back to Stagpool, Felix?
Oh, Dr. Venables. Yes.
Fascinating contraptions, cameras. To think that this day has been captured forever, preserved on light-sensitive paper through the action of silver oxide. Is that right? I don't pretend to know how it functions.
I think you're right.
Charming girl, I think.
Sorry, Dr. Venables. Oh, Gabriel's bride. I haven't met her yet.
Yes, that's right. You've been away. Lively, intelligent girl. I say, are you all right, Felix? You look a bit washed out.
I'm fine. The walk back will do me good. I think it's something to do with the atmosphere in churches.
Well, I'll join you if I may. There was some talk of sending a trap back to fetch me, but I dare say I've been forgotten in all the confusion. So you weren't too enamoured of the service?
I think it's ghastly. Not that I blame Gabriel and Caris. It's just that occasions such as these bring out the worst in my family. I'd vowed that after Eustacia had married Nigel, I'd never go to another wedding.
They're happy. You wouldn't deny them their happiness?
No, of course not. It's just that I don't believe in it somehow. The ritual, the false piety.
Hmm? What do you believe in, then?
I believe in these.
Two dog roses and a clump of elderberry. Why, Felix, you sensualist, you.
Well, at least it's there, visible. I can see them and feel them. One must go one's own way and make one's own mistakes.
Deauville? Hey? Why don't they go to Deauville?
It's called a honeymoon, Nigel.
Good God!
I'm going out for a breather.
It's Trouville, actually. Just next door. No, they're going straight over, being driven to Folkestone, steamer, then a train to Paris, then on to Trouville.
Right. Hello. Have you come to find me, Felix? Am I wanted?
Caris? No. I thought I might get a breath of fresh air.
We haven't had much of a chance to get acquainted, I'm afraid. It's all been so hectic. In fact, we must soon be off or we'll miss the boat. Gabriel said I should get these.
Hip flasks.
They might be useful, he thought, if we went on a picnic.
Don't let me keep you.
Still, I expect we'll get to know each other better. Later. We won't be far away. The cottage. It'll be so nice to get to know you properly. Gabriel told me so much about you. I say, is everything all right, Felix?
Yes, yes, of course.
It's been a long day. Well, I mustn't... I suppose I'd better see if Hester's finished the packing. I will look forward to living here. We'll have half the summer left, nearly, the three of us. Gabriel, me, and you. Now, I must run along. I'll see you later, before we go.
Confetti, Felix.
I won't if you don't mind.
Suit yourself.
Bye, Felix.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Dear Gabriel. Dear Gabriel, how I love you.
Do you know, Karis? I think the water's hotter downstairs. Everything all right, Carrie?
I think you should lock the door. Priez ne pas déranger, SVP.
Yes.
Yes.
I'll turn off the light.
Yes.
Yes.
Gabriel?
Yes?
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm just letting my eyes get used to the dark. It's fiendishly dark in here, with the lights out.
Oh, I see, yes. You're right, it is dark.
I think I can make things out a bit clearer now.
Good.
I'm just taking my slippers off.
Fine.
Oh. Hello.
Hello.
Karis?
Gabriel?
You're all right.
What?
You're all right.
Yes.
I didn't upset you.
No. No.
Good. I'm glad. I didn't want to, you know, upset you too much the first time.
No, I'm fine, really. Fine.
Good, good. Night-night, Carrie. We'll go to the chateau tomorrow, shall we?
Sunday, the 26th of July, 1914. I, Carrie Cobb, nay Lavery, became a woman, I think.
There is talk of banning native shamas and villages from a 5 mile wide strip the entire length of the line. It's such good farmland. I'm so close to the railway.
That sounds reasonable to me. They do it in British East. I only wish my farm was as good as this. Ah! Huh? There she is! Kilimanjaro!
Oh, magnificent. Now I know I'm home. We'll be coming into Moshi in a moment.
Careful with those coffee plants. Steady now.
Mr. Smith, we are ready to go.
Oh, a real pleasure to make your acquaintance, Mrs. Von Bishop.
Well, Smith, we must be going. No sign of your boys, huh?
Oh, damn. Excuse me, Mrs. Bishop. I think I've hired the laziest bunch of niggers in British East Africa.
Niggers?
Natives, my dear.
Don't let me keep you. I know you must be keen to get home. Good to see you again, Eric. Why don't you ride over and visit my sisal factory one of these days?
I might just do that, Smith. I might just do that.
He's a curious man, the American.
And a foolish man as well. If he thinks he can grow coffee at Taveta, he must have more money than sense.
Stop! Stop, Sally! Wait, wait! Over there!
Wait, Browning!
Oh, Smith!
Pleasant day?
Hello? Having trouble?
Yes.
I bought this bloody mule from a Syrian in Nairobi for 300 rupees, and he assured me the beast was broken in. He trotted out well enough, but then suddenly seemed to go raving mad. Oh, it seems quiet enough now, but I can assure you the little beast bucked me clear off his back. Would you mind awfully if I catched a ciggy off you, Smith? I must have lost mine when I was thrown. Dumb animals, eh? Thought I'd got a real bargain. Talking of bargains, what do you got there?
Coffee seedlings.
Coffee? Sure. Think they'll grow, old chap?
Well, we won't know until we try.
You've got a point there, I suppose. Where did you get them? Nairobi? Nakuru?
No, I got them in Dar.
German East. Good Lord, how fascinating. Tell me, what's it like? I'm hoping to get down to Dar for the exhibition thing in August. Our consul there was at Cambridge with a cousin of mine. How did you find the Wa Germani?
Ah, it's a nice place. Clean and neat. Efficient, too. Well, in Dar, certainly. But it was like an armed camp. You know, soldiers everywhere.
What you'd expect, really. Typical Hun mentality, always marching about. Well, look, Smith, mustn't keep you. Let's hope this beastly thing's more tranquil on the ride home. Don't want to land on my arse again. Come on. Gee up. Seems fine. Oh, by the way, can you drop into Debater and see me sometime next week?
Yeah, why?
Those coffee seedlings from German East. You've got to pay me the customs duty on them. Tally-ho! Ha-ha!
Bastard.
Ow! Damn it! Ow, good grief, that sugar.
What's happening?
I cracked my knee on that wretched cupboard.
Oh, let me see. Dear Goose. You've had too much to drink tonight, hmm? You silly boy.
Ooh.
Stop moaning. It serves you jolly well right.
Ooh, not so hard. Kiss it better. Go on.
No, I will not. Silly drunken boys get spanks, not kisses.
Oh.
Naughty. Mm. Oh, I mean, you'll be cross. Oh. Oh my God, Gabriel.
Oh!
Oh, the naughty boy!
Oh!
A very naughty boy!
Matilda!
Oh, hello, dear. Have a nice trip.
I did, Matilda, dearest. Very interesting and successful. How are you? Everything go fine? No problems?
What? Oh, yes. All well.
Good, 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 good. Where are the boys?
Outside. That tea's coldest now, I should think. Why not have a peg?
I think I will. Join me? Sally? Sally?
Water?
One whiskey and water, quickly.
Papa! We didn't see you come back, Papa!
Boys!
What's
to another country. Guess what? I saw a big battleship and lots of soldiers.
Soldiers? Are they going to fight in a war?
Did you hear that, Matilda? A war? Don't be silly, Glenway. There isn't going to be a war. Well, at least not here in Africa, anyways. Huh?
What's wrong? Can't we get the steamer till this afternoon or something?
No, there's nothing like that. There was a French newspaper. That chap was giving me a hand at translating. Oh. It's just as well I spotted the headline. You know we don't get the English papers until 2 days late.
Why? What's going on?
Austria's declared war on Serbia.
Oh, Serbia? Is that all? Another silly Balkan war?
We've got to go home. There's nothing else for it. It's the European war, Karis. We've got to go back. Right now. Today.
In episode 1 of William Boyd's An Ice Cream War, which was dramatized for radio by John Peacock, Gabriel Cobb was James Larkin, Felix Cobb was Gerard Logan, and Karis was Rachel Atkins. Eric von Bishop was Nicholas Grace, and Liesel was Daniel Allen. Temple Smith was William Hootkins, and Weech Browning, Nicholas Bolton. Mrs. Cobb was Diana Hoddenott, Major Cobb, Colin Pinney. Dr. Venables, James Taylor, Eustacia, Vivian Rochester, Hyams, Lyndon Gregory, Cyril, Dominic Letts, and Greville, Gareth Armstrong. Temple Smith's sons were played by Thomas Dawes and Simon Despra. William Boyd's An Ice Cream War was directed by Owen O'Callaghan. we present William Boyd's An Ice Cream War, dramatized for radio by John Peacock, with Nicholas Grace as Von Bishop, William Hootkins as Temple Smith, Gerard Logan as Felix, and James Larkin as Gabriel. An Ice Cream War, Episode 2.
What? But they're dead, Browning. Defective goods. Diseased. Useless. You can't make me pay duty on dead coffee plants.
I am sorry, but I can.
Oh. You bought them in German East. This is British East.
I don't know how you can stand it.
What? Stand what?
The noise, the din, the hellish din.
Oh, my sizal decorticator. You get used to it. You don't even notice it after a while.
Bad news anyway. It's war.
That's all right. I guess I'll pay in the end.
Oh, yes. I see what you mean. Yes, yes, you're absolutely right. We'll all pay. Telegraph came 3 days ago. I've been riding around the district since then, letting everyone know. It seems we declared war last week on the 4th. The news has just taken a little time to reach us out here in the sticks.
You mean the British are at war?
Of course. And what do you think I've been talking about?
Well, who with?
Good Lord, man, who do you think? Our German neighbours over there. The Huns, Jerrys, Squareheads, bloody war Germani, that's who with. With whom?
The Germans? Why?
Why what?
Why are the British at war?
Oh, God. They didn't actually spell that out in the message. Something to do with mobilizing and declaring war on France, I think. Anyway, whatever it was, nothing we could possibly ignore.
I see. Damn. How's that going to affect us? I guess they'll close the border for a while. Wait a minute, aren't the colonies staying neutral?
Yeah. Good God, Smith. What do you think's going on here? We're at war with Germany, and that includes those swine across the border. We're expecting an invasion any day. Tevatus bound to be the first object of attack. I've come here to tell you to evacuate your farm. Same as I've been telling everybody close to the border.
Oh, hold on one second. Just hold on. There's going to be no evacuation here. I've got my sisal harvest to process. What am I going to do with no decorticator?
Look here, Smith.
No. You look here. You British have declared war on Germany. It's got nothing to do with me. I'm an American. Neutral. I've got no quarrel with the Germans.
Well, you're a damn fool, American. My God. If you'd heard the stories going round. Think of your wife and children, for God's sake. Matilda's English. If you get a company of German askaris in here, they won't stop to check your nationality.
Well, where are the troops?
We've got 3 battalions of the King's African Rifles, that's all. Half of them are up in Jubaland, the other half will have their work cut out defending the railway. You can't expect them to go running after every crackpot American.
No, just a minute here.
Look, I've got my orders to pull back to the railway at Voy at the first sign of attack. Now, that's my advice to you. I'm staying with my police askaris at Tevata. But, Smith, believe me, this is official advice. It's just not safe.
I'll be fine. Don't you worry.
Very well. Look, it'll only be for a few months at the most. They say there are troops coming from India. Once they're here, they'll tie everything up in no time. But just at the moment, we're a bit stretched.
Look, I'll give it some thought, huh? Let me think it over. Do be quiet, Glenway.
Joseph!
What?
Did you remember to put vanilla essence in Glenway's porridge?
No vanilla.
No vanilla and no butter. Can you get some in Tevatu on your way back, Temple?
Oh, well, sure. Oh, no, I can't. I'll get him at Voy. O'Shaughnessy's left. Shut up shop in Tevatu.
Of course, it's a war. I forgot. All ready, Sally.
Askari! Askari, I hear.
What?
You killed her.
Look, it's Von Bishop. You know Erich Von Bishop, Matilda. I met him and his wife when I was in Dar. A very pleasant man.
Hello, Smith. How nice to see you again. May we come in?
~1600 weight of sisal up in smoke. 2 months' work. What happens now?
I am sorry about all this. We have orders to commandeer any transport and fire all crops.
What? Are those in the fields?
Others, I'm afraid. Don't worry, Smith. I won't try too hard in your case. After all, we are almost next door neighbors.
Hey, get away from there!
Papa!
Go inside, Glenway. Help your mother pack. What are those men doing? My God! No!
No! By the coordinator! Hey! Stop it! Stop it! What in God's name do you think you're doing?
Why should we save it?
Give me that hammer!
Legen Sie das Hammer auf!
Ja!
Nobody touches that machine, Erich!
Herr Haus, los! So, this is the factory you told me about. Very impressive, I must say. Is it economically viable, though, with such a small acreage?
I think there's a lot in favor of producing your own fiber from the crop independently. Look out there! He's ripping out the trolley lines, for God's sake! What's wrong with that man? Is he some kind of vandal?
I'm sorry. Trolley lines are required. So is fencing wire. You're lucky.
Lucky?
You have no wire fences.
Oh, yeah. I'm a lucky man.
Well, fortunes of war and all that.
I suppose you're right.
What?
Yeah, you're right, Erich. Fortunes of war. Could you provide me with an affidavit or something so I can prove things have been commandeered? For future reparations.
Yes, of course. With pleasure. I'll get one of my officers to make a note of everything taken or destroyed.
Just don't touch the decorticator, that's all. My future's in that machine. Otherwise, I'll come all the way to Dar to get you.
We have our own decorticators, Smith. We don't need yours. Krupp's decorticators. German. Very efficient. 100 weight of fiber an hour. Much better than your American machines.
I don't know about that. Finnegan and Zabriskie are renowned.
Everything's ready, Buona. The buggy's loaded.
Thank you, Sally. Krupp's, did you say? Is there an agent in Mombasa, do you know?
Smith, here's your affidavit. Everything listed.
Thank you, Erich. Don't worry, Sala. Keep an eye on the place. Look after the farm and the decorticator. We'll be back in 2 months.
There. Goodbye, Smith. Mrs. Smith, I am so sorry we had to meet under these circumstances.
Yes.
Remember, look after the machine. I'm holding you responsible.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Criminals. Matilda, if you're going to sit with your head in a book all the way to Boy, I shall get very angry.
When are you coming back, Papa?
Soon. Very soon indeed.
Halt! Who goes there?
Well, get down! Friends! Friends!
Oh, ceasefire!
Friends!
Ceasefire, you bloody fools! Smith?
Yes?
Thought I recognised your accent. Sorry my men were a bit premature. Trigger happy is the expression in your part of the world, I believe. Gave the children a fright, I expect. Oh, evening, Mrs. Smith. Sorry about all this fuss. Wheat's browning here, late of tomato.
Stupid, dumb idiot! You could have killed us!
Steady on, old chap. You could have been the Wa Germani for all we knew. No harm done anyway, thank goodness, that's the main thing. Come across any Huns by any chance?
Yes. They threw us off the farm this morning. Set fire to the crops.
My God, the swine. Can't say I didn't warn you. They didn't take you prisoner, though. That's a bonus. Listen, are you going on to Voy? Can I get a lift back with you?
My dear fellow... No can do.
But I'm a refugee. I'm a victim of German war crimes. Surely there's something in your rule book about care of refugees.
But you see, I'm not so sure that you are a refugee. According to Reggie, Wheat Browning, you were warned to evacuate your farm over a week ago. I'm afraid you can hardly expect us to take the consequences of your... What shall we say? Your recalcitrance.
I'll go to my insurance company then, see if they can help us.
Do that. Besides... Indian Expeditionary Force C is on its way from India. Should be soon over after that. Crack Indian troops. Fine body of fighting men.
Dear Father, I may as well give you this horrid secret, as by the time this letter reaches you, the news will have become stale. But we are going to take over German East Africa. We, the Palam Kotta Light Infantry, left India 26 days ago and are heading for Africa on the SS Himalayan. One cannot help smiling that while all the nations of Europe are flying at each other's throats, we will be quietly snaffling the colonies. Fellow officer Bilderbeck says the war in Africa will last only 2 months. It is far too hot for sustained fighting, he says. We will all melt like ice cream in the sun. We will see. My love to all at Stackpole. Ever your affectionate son, Gabriel.
Welcome to the African Guarantee and Indemnity Company, Mr. Temple Smith. Mr. SNG at your service. Here we have your policy. And this, you say, is your affidavit from Mr. Von Bishop?
Yes.
No problem. Yes. There seems to be no problem. We shall regard it as theft.
Oh, well, that's excellent.
Now, we aim to please. Is this not what they say in your country? I see it says here you are a citizen of the USA.
Indeed it is, and indeed I am.
Reimbursement shall be effected as soon as we receive our assessor's report.
An assessor's report.
Of course. Oh, simply a procedure. It's not a question of doubting you, Mr. Smith, but you can hardly expect us to take the word of our sworn enemy, Herr Von Bishop.
You're right, I suppose. But my farm is now occupied by the same enemy. It is, as you might say, behind enemy lines.
Oh, alas, this war causes endless inconveniences.
At least I think it's behind enemy lines. Von Bishop might have just taken what he wanted and left. But supposing the enemy has withdrawn, would your assessor be prepared to come with me? I mean, who is your assessor, by the way?
It is I. We are very short-staffed at the moment. The international situation, you understand?
Oh, would you come?
Oh, naturally. At the African Guarantee and Indemnity Company, we aim to please.
Don't you think you're going a bit far, Smith? I mean, good God, there is meant to be a war on, you know. You can't just swan up to Heinrich Hahn and say, look here, old chap, any chance of a ceasefire while we carry out an insurance assessment?
Normally, I'd agree, but I know Von Bishop. He was practically a next-door neighbor. He's British, too.
Was British. Damn bloody traitor.
He's a farmer. He'd understand, I'm sure. If, that is, he's there. For all I know, the place may be deserted. After all, Mr. S&G and I aren't soldiers. We won't be there long. Mr. S&G says it's only a formality.
Precisely, a mere formality.
Well, I don't know. I mean, we are meant to be at daggers drawn. Mind you, there hasn't been a shot fired in this area since my old bearer got it in the neck. Got it in the neck. Ha! Not bad, eh? Tell you what, we've got these volunteer chaps with motorbikes, East African Mechanical Transport Corps. I take one out and drive up the road to Tevata once in a while, bit of scouting. We could get one with a sidecar. If all three of us tootled up the road, I could drop you two off a few miles away. You might even do a bit of spying while you're about it.
Well, sure we will.
Capital, capital.
Right, first thing tomorrow morning.
Splendid view!
Let's have some water, shall we?
Good idea, El Chat. It's like I told you, not a square head in sight. Probably find your farm deserted.
If they've touched my decorticator.
Never fear, Mr. Smith. You are covered by the African Guarantee and Indemnity Company. Have no fear.
Hun's in those trees, I'll be bound. Don't think I'll come any closer if you don't mind. How far is it to your place from here?
Oh, about 4 miles. It'll take us an hour to get there, a quick look over, then an hour back. Shouldn't be too long a wait.
Absolutely no trouble. See that outcrop there? Yeah. I'll stroll over with my binoculars, see what the old Germani are getting up to, eh?
Oh, bloody hell, did the Germans?
Oh, bloody God!
Not even a warning.
I'm shot!
Ah!
Oh, shit! Oh, God! He's dead!
Let's get out of here!
Ah, Christ! My ankle! Bloody rest!
Hold on, hold on! We better get S&G!
Drag him in the side car, but chop it!
Got him! Out of car!
Damn good shots, those fellas. He was a plucky little chap for an insurance salesman. What did you say the name of his company was?
African Guarantee and Indemnity Company.
Must bear that in mind.
Won't get another insurance salesman up there now.
If you ask me, the only way you're going to get back to that farm of yours is to join the army and fight your way there.
You know, I think you may be right.
Ah, just packing up my kit, Cobb. I've been summoned over to the Fox and Rajputs. They'll be landing first.
Do you know where we're going, Bilderbeck? Dar es Salaam?
I shouldn't really tell you, but, no, it's Tanga. A port to the north of Dar, starting point for the northern railway that runs up to Kilimanjaro.
Are we invading Tanga?
That's the idea. It's the first invasion of a hostile beach for 40 years or thereabouts. And they pick this lot. There's another problem, though. It seems that the Navy made a truce with the German governor at Tanga at the very beginning of the war. Now the Navy are insisting that we must inform the authorities there that belligerent hostilities are going to be resumed. They feel their dignity demands an official cancellation of the truce.
An official cancellation of the truce? Good Lord. Isn't that a bit... I mean, won't the Germans know that we're going to attack?
Of course they will. Of course they will! Try telling that to the Navy! See you in Africa, Cobb.
My dear Gabriel, the news from France is most depressing. Your father says we have lost a battle at a place called Mons. He has pinned a large map on the library wall where the entire household is invited each day to hear the latest news of the fighting. Caris is well, despite a cold. She was so sad after you had gone, but has buckled down with a will, helping to collect provisions for the poor Belgians.
From reliable information received, it appears improbable that the enemy will actively oppose our landing on the beach at Tanga. We start landing troops the day after tomorrow at 1800 hours.
Dear Gabe, you will have heard from Mother I am not to be called to the colours due to my poor eyesight. Such a disgrace. Father practically accused me of arrant cowardice. It was pointless of me to remind him that there are so many volunteers that anyone not 100% fit is turned away. Cyril, of course, was snapped up. I've never seen anyone looking so pleased. Holland was also rejected by the army. We are going up to Oxford together. Your dear wife remains in the cottage.
Company A, Pelham Cotter Light Infantry, led by Cobb, will be the first to go ashore. Lighters will leave the Humayun at 1600 hours.
My darling Gaby, how I miss you. Our little cottage seems so quiet and empty. I want my big, strong boy back beside me and to take me in his arms. You will be careful, won't you, darling? I want my Gaby back in one piece, so don't go trying to be a hero.
Let's see the map again, Gleason, before we jump into the briny.
What's this mark?
It's a railway cutting between the landing beaches and Tanga. There'll be bridges over it, I think. Should be anyway.
Anyone know what the country's like beyond the beach?
Someone's put rubber down here. I assume that means rubber plantations.
Are the North Lancs landing on our beach?
I don't think so. They're around on the other side of the headland, Tanga side, Beach C. No, sorry, Beach B.
Actually, it's Beach C, I think. In fact, as they're regular British troops, aren't we meant to be landing with them? It's Beach C.
You sure? I thought the colonel said we land here, Beach A.
Listen. That must be the Rajputs. Landing now.
Right, Cobb. Get A Company landed. Report to the beach officer at our assembly point. You should be able to wade ashore from here.
Off you go, Gleason.
Bloody deep! Up to your neck! Better warn the men, sir!
God's name! Cobb, what are you doing here?
Bilderneck,
you're not meant to be landing till tomorrow morning. Beach C. There's no room here for another battalion.
What was I do with Company A?
Oh, God.
I'll see if I can get a message through to Santorus. Stop the other companies landing.
What's going on?
The Rajputs are attacking Tanga, so I'd better get off.
I say, thanks, Bilderneck. Out there in the bush, Gleason, there are men, Rajputs, marching out to war.
Yes, sir.
Onward, Christian soldier.
The show seems to be on, sir.
Good grief. That's damn heavy. I thought this landing was meant to be unopposed.
You're right, sir.
Just going for a spot, Jason.
Oh, God.
Whoa.
My Christ. All right, Cobb. You look dreadful.
Tell me, upset, that's all. What's happened?
A bloody shambles, that's what. Bloody shambles, to put it mildly. Bloody damn fool Navy, that's what. When they decided to sail into Tanga Harbour yesterday morning to cancel that idiotic truce business, they gave the Germans 24 hours warning of our attack. Just enough time for Letta Vorbeck to get his troops down from Moshi by rail.
So Tanga was deserted?
Oh, it was.
And now it's well defended.
It's getting stronger by the hour. Pipe?
No, thanks.
Anyway, we're attacking tomorrow. The advance is ordered for midday.
Are the North flanks ashore?
Oh, yes. They'll be on the left.
Good.
But what about the right? Who in God's name will be on the right? Your lot. Crowd of bloody catch-me-quicks, that's who.
That must mean we advance.
Ready, Gleason?
Think it'll go off all right. The attack, I mean, not my gun.
That's the first time you've seen active service?
Yes, sir.
Me too. We'll be all right, Gleason. Company A! Advance! What's that over there, Gleason? Beyond the railway cutting. Looks like puffs of smoke. We're being shot at.
There's no sound, sir.
Hold! Look, over there, Gleason, the air's thick with bullets.
There's no sound of firing, sir.
Oh, Christ! I've been hit in the neck! And the hand!
It's bees, sir.
Jeez. Oh.
I've practically been stung to death!
Look!
Over there! Bloody native beehives!
Come on!
What?
Where? The ditch!
Help!
Into
Help!
The ditch!
Put mud on my neck! Please, sir!
You're all right,
please! Please! Mud on my neck!
But there! Everything's all right. You're all right, Gleason.
My hands. Look at my hands.
Looks as if you're wearing cricket gloves, don't you, eh? Where's the rest of our men? No sign of them. A swine. A cowardly swine. Now what? Do you feel you can move on?
Yes, sir.
Let's go down the ditch. We'll never cross the cutting here. Forward, then. We're in the town, I think. What time do you make it? Somewhere I've lost my watch.
Almost four, I think. Can't see my watch face. It's covered in mud. Stopped at 3:10.
Look. The north flanks are across the cutting.
What should we do?
Let's go and join them, yes?
Right.
Oh, you!
Yes?
You speak Indian? Oh, sorry, sir. It's them bleeding niggers in Kashmir Rifles just down the road there. Every time we show our faces, they bloody shoot at us.
I speak Hindi.
Talk to them, will you, Lieutenant?
Sir.
There's quite a fight here, judging by the number of bodies.
Yes, sir. We had the signal to fall back. They got jerrys in every bloody house. But those daft buggers keep shooting at us. Oh. They're guarding the bridge back across the cutting. None of them speaks English. What happened to the lieutenant, sir? His face, if you'll excuse me asking.
He was stung by bees. My whole company was attacked and driven off.
By bees?
Yes, millions of them.
Squareheads, eh? Bloody amazing. They think of everything.
Down, sir!
We want to get out of here, sir. Don't want to get caught by them jerry niggers with their begging bayonets.
It's all clear now, sir. We can go.
Where's Lieutenant Gleason?
The one with the swollen face, sir. He's been hit, sir. Got him with that last volley.
Wait here.
Got to move, sir. Can't wait.
Where is he?
Against that wall, sir. Bullet stuck his jaw clean off.
What?
Wouldn't think the human tongue was so big, would you, sir? Looks like a cravat.
He's alive.
We've got to be moving, sir.
Gleason, he's alive.
Cobb, just the man.
Bilderbeck. My Lieutenant Gleason.
This way, just the man. See them sepoys. Tell them to get up.
But I...
Tell them to take up firing positions down the road.
I'm afraid I don't speak the language.
What? Oh, never mind. Get up! Get up, cowardly scum! You! Get up!
Bilderbeck, my lieutenant...
I warn you!
Gleason!
Get up, you filthy coward! Get up! I am ordering you to get to your feet and take up a firing position at the end of the rope. Right! That's the third today, Cobb. Bloody day. Everybody ran for it. You should see the beaches. Mass panic, people swimming out to the lighters. Disgusting.
What's going on?
Well, we've been well and truly cut to pieces on the left. 50% casualties in the 101st Grenadiers. The line's in tatters, thanks to all the bloody cowards who ran away. Tanga's far more defended than we thought. Every building's a blockhouse. It's all gone wrong. Even our general's got no spunk for a fight.
I suppose I should try and get back to my men.
They'll be all on the beach by now. You might find some of your men on the left of the line by the cemetery. There's a mixed lot of North Lancs and Grenadiers around there. Go back down the road, take the first track on the right that's marked with a red and white stake. That'll take you along to the cemetery. I'd better get back to headquarters. See you later, Cobb. Pick up Hockley on your way. He'll show you.
Sun's going down, Hockley.
Aye. Guns don't stop, though. You get used to it after a time. No worse than birds.
That looks like an outpost of our line over there.
Sir?
Know what I feel like, Hockley?
No, sir.
I feel like a mother looking for lost children in the park.
Yes, sir. Look, sir, they look like African troops, sir. They're wearing khaki and those, tarbooshes. They've seen us anyway.
Must be the King's African Rifles. They're coming towards us.
But the KAR weren't in the expeditionary force, sir.
Halt!
Oh, God, sir! It's the Jerry Niggers! Run, sir!
Faster! 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 Faster!
Oh.
What?
Go on!
Faster! No! Faster! No!
In episode 2 of William Boyd's An Ice Cream War, which was dramatized for radio by John Peacock, Temple Smith was William Hootkins, Weech Browning, Nicholas Bolton, and Eric von Bishop, Nicholas Grace. Liesel was Daniel Allen, Matilda, Vivian Rochester, Hammerstein, Philip Anthony, and Bilderbeck, Gareth Armstrong. Gabriel was James Larkin, Mr. Essengy, Lyndon Gregory, and Coots, James Taylor. Gleason was Dominic Letts, Mrs. Cobb, Diana Hoddenott, and Felix, Gerard Logan. William Boyd's An Ice Cream War was directed by Owen O'Callaghan. We present William Boyd's An Ice Cream War, dramatized for radio by John Peacock, with Nicholas Grace as von Bishop, William Hootkins as Temple Smith, Gerard Logan as Felix, James Larkin as Gabriel, and Rachel Atkins as Cass. An Ice Cream War, Episode 3.
Your North Lancs, Bilderbeck, put up a good fight. So did some of the Kashmir Rifles.
Well, thank goodness. At least someone did.
Hello there.
Who the hell are you? And what the hell do you think you're doing here?
The name's Dobbs, Major Dobbs, Quartermaster General Expeditionary Force. I'm making an inventory of all the stores the British are surrendering. For my records, I've got to make a report, you see.
Quite extraordinary. The man's just calmly walking around in German-occupied territory, making notes.
I'm sorry, Captain von Bishop, I apologize.
Major Dobbs, get off the beach and back to the fleet at once.
Yes, sir.
Where's your flag of truce? By rights, you should be taken prisoner.
Yes, sir. Sorry, sir.
And what are those men doing, Bilderbeck?
Yeah. Oh. Look, I'm dreadful, all right? I don't know what they think they're playing at.
Put them in that French top and that is great. Madam Sadrine Sturry.
Who's in charge here?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr.
Hold it, charge here!
Sergeant Orford, sir! Loyal Northlex! Of Lucian's Negro, sir!
I really must protest, Bilderbeck.
Yes.
If they don't get back to their ships at once, I shall have to order my men to open fire.
What are you doing, Orthorp? We're washing, sir!
Really, you know, this is war. It's not some kind of sporting event.
Get your men back to the transport ships, Orthorp!
Yes, sir. Certainly, sir.
No!
Yes, sir!
Come up to the hospital, Bilderbeck. You too, von Bishop. Dr. Depper can have a look in your ear.
Oh, what's wrong with your ear?
Well, Captain von Bishop arrived this morning, missed the battle, but just in time for a 6-inch shell to explode near him.
I've got this vine. You know, going on all the time in my ears.
Want to pour some oil down them?
Here you are, Bilderbeck. A list of your wounded prisoners of war. They're all here.
Let me look in your ears, Captain von Bishop. Yes, I can see nothing. Captain Cobb, Gabriel Cobb, he's on your list. How is he?
Captain Cobb? Oh, yes. Very bad. Severe bayonet wounds in the lower abdomen and badly injured leg. In that bed over there.
You see anything, Dr. Depper?
Your ears are full of wax. I can't see anything. Come back tomorrow and I'll clean them out. Maybe I can get a better view. Oh.
About Cobb, Doctor.
Critical, I'm afraid.
Yes?
Morning, Mr. Felix.
Oh, it's you, Sprout.
Soon get that fire lit. Fire blazing in a minute or two, sir. 8 o'clock now. First chapel at 8:30 the hour. If you've a mind, that is.
Oh, God, I failed past moderations in history.
You did indeed, sir. Tipping down, as usual.
Thank you, Sprout.
Doesn't seem much better this morning, sir.
Typical March weather.
Oh, no. I wasn't talking about the weather, sir. I was meaning your cold sore, sir. And your lower lip, sir.
I know where it is, Sprout.
Seems to have had some kind of suppurations in the night. Some sort of transparent oozings, I'd say.
Would you, Sprout?
I've got a friend who swears by this lotion, sir. Says he could get it for me cheap, like, round about 2 shillings for a small bottle.
No, thank you, Sprout. No, thank you.
The Oxford magazine's arrived, sir.
Just put it down, will you?
Bad week, sir. Harold Albert Talbert, exhibitioner of the college. Nice chap, quick, thoughtful sort of person. Died of wounds at a place called New Chapelle. Lord, here's another. Thomas Percy Groovy. Rode in the first 8 in 1904, if I'm not mistaken. Got a 4th in Literary Humaniores. Well, sir, if that'll be all?
Yes, Sprout, that will be all.
Hello, Felix. On the table. What do you think?
After Strindberg, whither the English stage. Jolly good, Philip.
Oh, thank God for the vac. I can't wait to get back to London. I'm worried about Enid. I think she might be having an affair with this artist she's posing for. In the nude, you can see it would be difficult to fight off any advances. Doesn't she mind?
What? About, you know, taking her clothes off in front of a complete stranger.
Oh,
I can't imagine how an artist could simply stand there calmly painting while a naked woman poses 6 feet away.
She gets paid for it, Felix. It's her job.
I know, but I still can't
see... My dear Felix, not everyone is as frustrated as you.
Are you sure about that? No, perhaps not.
It's a point, though. It's almost the done thing for an artist to have an affair with his model.
Oh,
yes, talking about artists, I got a note from Sis.
From Amory?
Yes. She's having an exhibition at her art school, and she's giving a little party at her flat and then on at a club. Why didn't you come along? 29th of March, come and stay.
Thank you, Philip, I'd love to. I'll have to go to Stackpole first.
Hello, Felix. I had to go into Seven Oaks, and Mother asked me to collect you. I do hope you haven't been waiting long. Oh, I can see from the cigarette butts you have.
Don't worry. Leave the trunk here. I can pop back down to the station and pick it up later. Good Lord, what did I say?
Oh, it's silly me. You just reminded me of Gabriel then. Something you said. It was when we were in Trouville. Oh, I'm sorry. I just can't help it. It happens all the time. People think I'm an awful noodle.
Has there been any news about Gabriel?
No, we don't know where he is. But all his things have been sent back. They arrived last week. There's a letter for you. I've got everything at the cottage. Would you like to come down and have tea later? I wanted to ask you something about Gabriel.
Of course. About 4:30? Hello, Father. Good to see you. You're looking well.
I know your type. I suppose you think this is some kind of health spa.
What on earth is he on about? Is he all right, Mother?
He's been terribly upset, my darling, about poor Gabriel. I think it's to do with the nature of the wounds, you know. The bayonets seem to bother him awfully. Says he dreams about it, can't get it out of his mind. Anyway, here we are, home again. Sit down, darling. Now tell me, are you well? What's that dreadful sore? You look a bit pale. Darling, promise me you're eating properly.
Clothes, a pillow, thermos flask. He left all these on board his troop ship. I've not got anything he actually had with him when...
No, I see.
Do sit down. Have a look at these letters, Felix. I don't mind. One of them is addressed to you. They were all loose sheets. None had been posted.
Dear Felix, we are on our way. Do you remember our talk about the European war? I never thought I would be fighting on the Dark Continent. I've been at sea for weeks. We had to sit 16 days in harbour before the convoy sailed. Life on a troop ship is extremely boring, but I have become quite an expert at deck quoits. I was sorry to hear that your eyesight let you down with the OTC. Never mind. Keep trying. Old Gabe wasn't exactly the world's greatest letter writer, was he?
There were these.
But...
they're all the same. My darling Caris, our ship is still in Bombay Harbour. Sorry not to have written before, but if... Darling, how I miss you. This war... My darling Carissimus, I do hope... The greeting, the beginning of a line, then blank. Not one of them finished. What do you think it means? I wrote to him every day. I never had a single letter in reply.
You know, Gabriel, he probably couldn't express himself. He may have been terribly busy. You just can't tell.
But he wrote to you. Your father had a letter. Sammy Hinchelwood got a postcard from Bombay. Why couldn't he write to me?
Well, he wanted to, clearly. At least he started to write. He probably wasn't sure of... Oh, there. Gabriel wasn't the most articulate of people. He'd probably never given thought as to how to express his feelings.
I'm sorry. I'd sworn I wouldn't cry. Oh, thank you, Felix.
Oh, nothing.
You're right about Gabriel. That's what I thought too, but you know how it is. You need to hear it from someone else.
Yes, quite.
He was extremely fond of you. Is extremely fond of you.
I'd better be getting back.
I'll see you tomorrow, probably. I'm always over for luncheon. Well, thanks again, Felix. I've been so miserable, you know. I feel a bit better tonight.
I wonder what it must have been like for Gabriel. A bayonet. Bayonet wounds in the abdomen.
Hello there.
Sir?
I remember you. You're Cyril's boy.
That's right, sir.
What's he doing?
Feeding the carp, sir.
Ah, some big ones there, eh?
That's right, sir.
How's your dad?
Oh, my dad's dead, sir.
Cyril?
Yes, sir.
What happened?
Don't rightly know, sir. Killed in the war, for king and country, my mam says. In France, like. Better be off, sir.
Yes, yes.
Hello? Just been fed, have they?
Yes.
Gabe and I used to do that. He told me all about Vitellius, the marble bust over there. That's him. Not much of a day.
Where's the spring? That's what I want to know.
Did you know Cyril was dead?
Cyril? Who's Cyril?
The gardener. Chauffeur at your wedding. Used to live in your cottage.
Oh, yes. About a month ago, I think. Arras. No, April, wasn't it?
Why in God's name wasn't I told? He was a friend of mine.
Felix.
Sorry. I've just found out. It's come as a shock. I'm sorry. Mother should have told me. But I expect she had a lot on her mind. Poor old Cyril. God, he was excited about going. Is it all right if I smoke?
Yes.
Oh, God, God. Philip's right.
Philip?
Philip Holland, he's a friend. You remember, I stayed with him last summer.
Oh, you were at school together?
Yes. I shall be seeing him soon, I'm glad to say. He's asked me up to London.
Oh.
Is there something wrong?
Didn't your mother write to you? No, she couldn't have. It's my birthday on the 29th. She's having a dinner party for me, perhaps a little dance. We were expecting you'd be there. I think a lot of the family are coming. Well, couldn't you postpone your visit to your friend just until after the party? We thought that you could act as my partner, Gabriel not being...
I'm so sorry, but I can't. I'm afraid it's impossible for me to change my plans. Which is Amory's flat?
Two up above the grocer's.
Ah, here we are.
Just a second, Philip.
Yeah.
Over here, in the light. What does my corso look like? It doesn't look too bad, does it? Not too obvious.
Oh, hardly see it.
What, because of the light, or because...
Oh, Philip! La petite frère has arrived. Can't your punch.
Oh, Chanty,
please.
Hey, Amory.
Philip, darling.
Amory.
Hello, who are you? Have you come with Philip?
Yes, Amory,
Philip, I think it's most rude of you not to introduce your friend. Oh, do leave Philip alone, Pav.
This is Felix Cobb. But you've met him, Amory. And Felix, this is Pavlensky something or other. The great artist. We all call him Pav.
You have a splendid sculpt. I am liking to draw it.
Oh, yes. Thank you very much.
Oh, look, there's Enid. Come and meet her, Felix.
I adore Coopers.
Philip. I've been sick. Feeling better? Fine. Why don't you go and sit by Amory? Pav's disappeared.
Will you smoke, Amory?
All right.
This has been a marvellous evening.
Can you see who Pav is dancing with?
You have a charming, pied-à-terre.
What?
Your flat. Charming. I've been looking forward to this evening for a long time.
Honestly, where can that man have got to?
Oh, Amory.
What are you doing?
Amory, darling.
Oh, for God's sake! You silly, boring little boy.
Amory.
Bloody hell.
Now what?
Felix! Oh, gracious! I practically died of shock. What on earth are you doing?
I just walked from the station.
Come in.
Caught the milk train.
Ooh. London, not all you expected.
You could put it that way.
Have some tea. You look miserable.
If you don't mind, I'll take my shoes off. They're sopping.
Go ahead.
How was your party? I wish I'd stayed.
It was all right. I couldn't sleep. Which is why I'm still dressed, if you're wondering. I went for a walk down by the pond. Gabe and Mai's favourite place.
Who was at the party?
The Hyams, some people from around and about, and Sammy Hinshelwood.
Oh. How was Sammy?
That's why I couldn't sleep. Sammy was... How shall I put it? I think the kindest way would be over gallant.
Good Lord, Sammy Hinshelwood. I mean, he was Gabriel's best man.
He had a bit too much to drink. I think he just meant to be comforting. Anyway, no harm done. He apologised, said he was fearfully sorry.
Sammy Hinshelwood. Who would have thought it?
Did you cut yourself?
What?
Your face.
It's not a cut, it's that cold sore, you know. I've had it for months. Can't seem to get it to go away.
You stay here. I've got just the thing for it upstairs. TCP. You'll see. It'll be gone in no time.
Thank you. Don't think of that sort of thing, Felix. Gabriel. Remember Gabriel. 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 Gabriel.
Here we are.
Your crutches, Mr. Cobb.
Thank you, Dr. Debbie. Danke schön.
Excellent. An accent of first-class quality.
Gosh. Still a bit rocky.
It's not astonishing. You are very weak yet.
You speak English?
Frau von Bishop is a linguist too. You must not overdo things at first. Because you have been moved to Nanda does not mean you are well. Here, Frau von Bishop and I can look after all our prisoners. Little by little, that's how we do it. Tomorrow, one step, the next day, two, and so on. Frau von Bishop will look after you.
Excuse me. Entschuldigung.
Yes?
Wasser. Kann ich Wasser haben? Bitte.
Of course.
How come you speak such good English?
Mein husband's father was English. He lived in Leamington Spa, near Stratford-on-Avon. Have you been there?
No, can't say I have. Where's your husband now?
Erich, he's fighting.
Against the Germans?
No, no. He's a German now, for many years. He's fighting against you.
Oh. Perhaps you could teach me German.
Why do you want to learn German?
Well, I might as well make some use of all this. Get something out of it, at least.
Phew, it's so hot, Felix. Beastly hot. Do you think it's as hot as this in Africa?
Caris, I have to say... I can't...
Felix, really?
I'm so sorry. I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I know it's disgraceful. Please forgive me. I couldn't help myself.
Well, let's forget it. All about it. Too much sun. Too much in the sun. Driving you mad. Let's feed the carp. Fish. Oh, wouldn't it be lovely to be a fish today? All cool and wet at the bottom of the pond.
fluttering about without a care in the world.
Get him in now, will you, Major?
Yes, sir. Colonel Smith, Brigadier General, see you now.
Ah, Smith, isn't it? Yes. Want benefit of your local knowledge, expertise, what have you. Take a gander at the map. Now, here we are, Voy. Broadly, it's to go something like this. We attack south and north of Killywatsit, meet up on the other side, then trundle down the northern railway to Tangar, pushing the Germans in front of us. That should just about do it. Now, General Stuart with the 1st Division is taking the northern attack, while we want to move through the pass behind Tevita. A splash of Dutch more in that, would you, Major? Now, Colonel Ewell of the KAR told me you'd farmed round Tevita. He thought it might be useful if we get through the Usambara Hills a bit further down. He seemed to think we could cut through from Lake Jipe to Carhay directly. What do you say? Thanks.
Can't be done, sir.
No?
On this area here, sir, there are several small hills. There's Salaita in front of Tevita. Behind the town, the road goes behind two hills called Latema and Riata. They command the ground completely. It would be very hard to move people off those hills.
Now, are you sure? Are you expecting any problems there, Charles? What do our people say?
I doubt it very much. Remember, we've got Stuart and the 1st Division coming down behind Kilimanjaro. They won't want to make a stand at Latema Reata. No, we're pretty sure that they'll pull back down the railway to Tanga.
Well, Smith, looks like you're wrong. Thanks, anyway.
Yes, sir.
By the way, curious accent you've got. Where are you from? Devon? Cornwall?
No, sir, I'm from New York City, United States of America.
Oh, I see. Smith. Seems an unusual name for an American. Long way from home, eh?
No, sir. My home's there.
Yes? Well, right you are. Well, jolly good to have you chaps alongside us. Good luck.
Smith! Oh, no. I say, come and have a look.
Weech Browning.
Over here! Do you know Flying Officer Drews?
How do you know?
He's going to fly me over to Salaita, see what Jerry's up to. Good idea, yes?
Yes. Say, could you fly over to Smithville? It's not far.
Oh,
you could...
Sorry, old boy. Fuel problems. That's right, Drews, isn't it?
That's right.
But I tell you what, I'll have a squint through the old binocs, see if the place is still standing, eh? Amazing machines. Wonderful sensation when you're up in the sky. Feel like a god. You should try it, Smith.
Oh, you've been up before?
Who, me? No. First time for everything. Hey, Drews? No, I read about it in some magazine.
All aboard, Skylark.
Did you see Mulberry?
Who?
The district commissioner.
Oh, yes.
Jolly good. He seemed in a bit of a wax about this customs duty coffee farm business. I had to hand the whole affair over to him. Toodaloo, off now.
Too hot. It's too hot today. They'll never get up.
What?
I said it's too hot.
Oh.
See? She's coming down. I told you. They should have waited till this evening.
Oh my Christ! The galley! The galley! Get it up!
Browning! Wait, Browning!
Good God, Smith. That was hairy. Forgot about the damn gully. Thought we'd made it.
Are you all right?
No bones broken. Bit wobbly, though. Drews kept shouting something about it being too hot. How is he, anyway?
He's dead.
Oh. Oh, dear. I am sorry. Great shame. What is it about us, Smith? Every time you and I get near a machine, it seems some poor so-and-so dies.
I know, Felix. Tomorrow, let's go for a walk and a picnic. The last one before we go back to Oxford.
Ah. but I might not be able to control myself.
We shall only go if you promise to behave.
I swear. Anyway, I must be off. I only meant to bring these blankets from Mother for your Belgian deer. To horse. Farewell, sweet maiden.
Fare thee well, gentle knight.
Gad, the night is wondrous wild.
Ah, me.
But we shall meet again tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Felix, you must stop. You mustn't do that.
I know. I should stop. But it doesn't seem to make any difference. Somehow, because it's Gabriel, it seems to make it all right. Does that make any sense?
But you must stop. Don't you see? You have to. You've got to.
But
because of Gabriel.
Yes.
Gabriel.
Is the bath ready, Kimi?
Water ready now, Mem Sahib.
Yes, poor Kimi. There's the soap.
No soap left?
I'll bring some from the hospital tomorrow. Go on, more water.
Shall I close the curtains, Mem Sahib?
That's not necessary.
Lisa. Oh, God.
More water, Kimi.
In episode 3 of William Boyd's An Ice Cream War, which was dramatized for radio by John Peacock, Eric von Bishop was Nicholas Grace and Liesel Daniel Allen. Temple Smith was William Hootkins, Teague, James Taylor, Hammerstein, Philip Anthony, Bilderbeck, Gareth Armstrong, and Weech Browning, Nicholas Bolton. Mrs. Cobb was Diana Hoddenott, Major Cobb, Colin Pinney, Gabriel, James Larkin, Felix, Gerard Logan, Karras, Rachel Atkins, Amory, Vivian Rochester, and Holland, Lyndon Gregory. William Boyd's An Ice Cream War was directed by Owen O'Callaghan. We present William Boyd's An Ice Cream War, dramatized for radio by John Peacock, with William Hootkins as Temple Smith, Gerard Logan as Felix, James Larkin as Gabriel, and Rachel Atkins as Karras. An Ice Cream War, Episode 4.
Karras? It's early. Just gone 6. Hardly worth going back to sleep, is it? We have to be at the station in a couple of hours.
Happy man?
Of course. Happy woman?
Of course. No one happier. I should resist you, but I'm so weak.
Don't blame yourself. I'm irresistible. One breakfast? They'll be serving by now.
No, I'll just have a pot of tea.
Sent up?
No, I'll be down soon. What time's the train?
8:15 from Aylesbury.
Go on down. I'll join you. We're husband and wife till Marylebone.
Karras? you mind if I ask you something?
Oh, don't be silly. Ask away.
About Gabriel. I get these terrible dreams, you see. About Gabriel. Nothing threatening, no accusations. It's as if everything is normal, like we were before the war. We're just doing things together, ordinary things, in a very normal, natural way. Quite happy too, in an unreflecting way. And then when I wake up, you see, I feel terrible. I feel I'm wrong, that I'm disgusting and corrupt. I know I shouldn't feel this. I know I'm not ashamed about us, but then I think, what if Caris feels this? What if she's tormented too? And I'm somehow forcing her. You see, if I felt that was true, then I don't think I could somehow go on. That it would be terribly wrong to carry on. I need to know how you feel, I think. I think that's what I'm saying.
I think about it too, Felix. Dear Felix. But Gabriel's not here. That's the difference. He's away. He doesn't know what's happening. He never will. We'll never hurt him. He's not a part of our world. It's only because he's away that our world came into existence, that we created it. Our love is a separate thing. It's not part of the world we knew before the war. It's on its own. Enclosed. Quite distinct. Don't worry anymore, Felix, darling. I don't worry. I don't even think about it.
Thank you.
You know the area, Smith. You've scouted Latima and Riata. What's your considered opinion?
Well, both hills are occupied by the Germans, Colonel. It'll be extremely difficult to take without massive casualties. I think it would be a sensible idea to wait until a flanking movement makes its way around Kilimanjaro, at which point the Germans, seeing the danger of being cut off, will surely fall back.
It may sound sensible to you, Smith, but with respect, it's obvious you're not a professional soldier. We don't want them to fall back. We must force von Lettow to stand and fight. We've got to engage him here precisely so that he doesn't realize he's being cut off until too late.
Yes, Colonel. Please, sir, permission to visit my farm at Smithville.
Permission refused, Smith. I need you here. We attack Riata with the Rhodesians tomorrow. You're to be attached to Battalion HQ. This is your country round here, Smith. We need your advice.
Yes, sir. And why doesn't anybody take it?
Are we near the top, Smith?
I think so, sir.
Let's take a look. Come on, Smith.
Sir?
Have a look over those boulders.
What, me, sir?
Yes. Find out where we are.
The summit's about 50 yards away, sir. There's a battered redoubt, crumbling earthworks. I'm quiet ahead, firing to the right.
Why are you whispering, Smith?
Sorry, sir.
Can you see anyone at the summit? Are the Rhodesians there?
I couldn't say, sir. My adjutant said there'd been no word.
Well, have another look, damn it.
Hey, you down there.
Yes?
The Germans are gone.
You see, Smith, we've done it. Well done, you men. K.A.R. here.
Sir.
Coming up to join you.
Sir, if I were you, I wouldn't stand.
Come in. Yes? Oh, it's the American chap, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Smith, sir.
Well, what's the matter?
Colonel Ewell, sir. He's just been killed on Riata Hill.
Good God. Is it Ewell? Well, how the hell did it happen?
Bullet in the head. He stood up.
Oh, my God. Good God. The brave man, Eddie. God. What's it like up there on Rieta? Damn hard to make out through the binocs. They've got the Belusis well pinned down on Letema.
Germani's still on the summit, sir.
Ah. Oh, well, very well. Thank you, Smith.
Sir, permission to take a mule out, sir.
Where to?
My farm, sir. Smithville.
Father!
Juana, a terrible thing has happened.
No. Oh, no! Bastards! Bastards!
Juana.
Bastards.
They took it a long time ago.
When?
After you and Madame went away.
What?
I could not stop them, Juana. Many men came. For 5 days they were working.
Who was it? Who took it?
Many men. The Germani.
I know who took it. Erich von Bishop. Yeah, they. He took my decorticator. He'll pay. My God, I'll make him pay!
Oh, careful, cub.
Sorry, Major Dutoit.
Any news?
Are you comfortable, Major?
Thank you, yeah. About Dar es Salaam, cub?
It's expected to fall any day, so I've heard.
Short street and retreat, eh?
That's about it, sir.
How's your leg?
I keep reinfecting, sir.
Good man. We need you here in the hospital to provide medical supplies and food and news. How did you find out about Dar?
Hammerstein.
Reliable?
Von Lettow's chief of staff. He was admitted today. Critical.
Can you get the message to the POW camp tonight?
Yes, sir. And some quinine from the stores.
Keep up the good work. Look out. Oh!
Captain Cobb, I will see you on the veranda, Captain Cobb.
Yes, Frau von Bishop.
I have some more tobacco, Gabriel. I thought you would like a cigarette. I will make you one. Yeah, the Leiden des jungen Werthers.
Goethe.
Yeah. The pages are just the right size for cigarettes. I took it from Erich's library.
Page 48.
Yes. Already we are on page 48. We may get through the whole of Erich's library before the war is finished. Dr. Deppe is coming back tomorrow. But for only one day, thank you, God. You'd better stay out of his way. He might move you from the hospital back to the camp.
You wouldn't like that.
I like you here. Do you want your cigarette?
No. You have it.
Thank you. It's so strong, this tobacco. Chief of Staff Hammerstein is dying. An hour or two, I think.
Anything I can do?
No, nothing. I'll wait with him till he goes.
Karis?
Oh, Felix. Come in.
Is everything all right?
Yes.
I missed you at lunchtime.
I went for a walk. I'm fine. I lost track of the time.
What are you doing?
I've been writing my monthly letter to Gaby. Silly, really. I don't even know if he gets them. There's never a reply. Henry Higham says all the letters for POWs are passed on to the Germans and they distribute them. Not that they necessarily do. I don't know how he is, or where he is, or anything.
Poor Karis.
Poor Gabe.
I'm on my way into Ashford, but I had to come and see you. I've been thinking a lot about the future, I mean. Oxford is so terrible. Philip and I can't face the thought of another year there.
Oh.
Philip says it's perfectly acceptable for us to volunteer as ambulance drivers as long as we're posted to France together. I say, Karis, are you listening?
Sorry?
You were saying?
I might be going to France as an ambulance driver. At the end of summer.
Oh.
What do you think? Don't you mind?
I shall miss you.
Don't worry about me, Carrie. I shall be miles from the front. Do you want me to post Gabe's letter for you?
No. No, thank you. I want to post this one myself.
Why don't you come with me? To Ashford?
More letters to write.
All right. I'll see you tomorrow, yes?
Yes, Felix. I'll see you tomorrow. My darling Felix, I've been thinking things over and have decided to go away. Under the circumstances, it seems the only possible thing to do. Any sort of compromise would be intolerable. I have sent a letter to Gabriel, telling him everything. Caris.
Job chapter 28, verse 12.
Oh, dear, no, not again, not again.
But where shall wisdom be found? And where is the place of understanding? Where is the place of understanding?
Oh, Felix, darling, I'm a little concerned about your father.
I'm not surprised. Shouldn't he be in hospital?
Really, Felix, he's just so upset.
We're all upset, Mother. That doesn't mean we have to behave like...
The land of the living!
Like that.
Oh, dear, what is happening with this dreadful war? It's most unfair. Oh, I almost forgot. Here's a letter for you, Felix, darling.
And stamped.
It was delivered this morning.
In the land of the living... Shall wisdom
oh God.
Be found?
Jesus Christ!
Felix! Felix!
The land of the living.
Felix!
Caris! Caris! Caris, 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 Caris! 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 Caris!
Felix, darling, wait! What are you doing? What is it?
The pond. Oh, no, the pond! Oh, my God. Vitellius. The statue of Vitellius is missing. No!
Felix!
No! Caris!
Felix!
It seems she tied herself around the neck to the bust of Vitellius. She just had enough strength to lift it off the pedestal on her arms, take two steps to the edge, and fall in. The weight dragged her straight down to the bottom.
I see.
She had tied a lot of knots. She couldn't even have got free if she'd wanted to. She didn't leave herself any room for second thoughts.
Terrible business. Such a charming girl. I've grown very fond of her, you know, in our work together.
Yes, Dr. Venables, I know.
There's one thing I don't understand.
Why she did it?
No, no.
What's that, then?
Why did she write to you, Felix? I hope you don't mind my asking.
We'd become good friends. Of sorts. Since, that is, Gabriel's capture.
What did her letter say?
Well, exactly what I told the magistrate, as far as I can remember, that, she was going to go away and that she was sorry.
Those were the words she used?
I think so. To be honest, I can't recall exactly. That's the general drift. I was shocked.
Quite so.
I've looked everywhere for the letter, but I was frantic.
running through the woods like that. Perhaps when I dived in the pond...
That's another thing.
What?
Why did you go straight to the pond? To that pond?
I didn't go straight there. I went to the cottage first.
But when that was empty?
Yes.
Why?
It was something she said once. I suddenly remembered. It was her favourite place. We often used to sit and chat there. I had this feeling, I don't know, I can't explain.
I want to ask you something, Felix. And I want your honest answer. Now, depending on your answer, I will then give you some information. Do you understand?
Yes.
Totally honest, Felix.
Of course.
Now, this is what I have to ask you. Were you and Caris having a love affair?
What?
You heard me. Were you and Caris having a love affair?
No.
You were not having a love affair.
That's correct.
Well, let me ask you another question then. Do you know if Caris was having an affair with another man?
Another man? No, not as far as I'm aware.
I see. Thank you, Felix. I had to ask.
Why do you think she was having a love, affair?
Simply seeking for a reason, Felix. Trying to find an explanation.
You said that, depending on my answer, you would give me some information. What was that?
It's irrelevant now. You gave the right answer.
But what if I'd given another one?
But you didn't.
Yes.
I think we should forget about all further speculations. This conversation should not be reported or reopened again outside this saloon bar. There's no need to, give rise to unnecessary suffering in your family. I think you'll agree that there are problems enough at Stackpole.
Yes.
Well, can I give you a lift home? I've left my motor by the courtroom.
No, thank you. I have a return ticket for the train.
Oh, don't bother about your eyesight. Can't afford to be so choosy now, eh? Not now we've got conscription. East Africa. British regiments. You have no desire to go soldiering with the Mild Gen 2, I take it?
No, it must be a British regiment.
Sorry, Felix, no can do. The Nigerian Brigade. Only East African unit that wants English officers. They sound like a fine body of men.
Yes, they sound ideal.
That's the ticket, then, eh? I'll arrange everything. Leave it all up to me, huh?
Lieutenant Cope, sir?
That's right. Are you from the 5th Battalion?
Aye, sir. I'm Sergeant Gilzean. Oh, Fags, it's a walk day.
I beg your pardon?
I said, Fags, it's a walk day. I'll just make sicker of a bean swept porter's look snippet with your gear.
Oh, yes, fine. Where are we going?
Kibongo, sir. South of the Rafiji.
How far away is it?
Oh, about 120 miles.
Good Lord. Are there no English troops out here?
A few, but they're all sick. Peely-wally lot, the English, you can. And the South Africans. You'll find we're anchor friend orphans out here.
Ah, I think so. Rain.
Ah, we'll get drocket the night. It's the rainy season. We stop fighting when the rains come.
Have you seen any action?
Oh, aye, we've been doing about the jungle for a month. Fankled here, fankled there. Fair scarlet, but hey, neither buff nor sty again.
Oh, about 2 months.
Cross the river now. Only a wee way to go.
Stench. What's happening? Why are they burning those horses?
They're all dead.
I can see that, but how?
Tetsy fly. Gets every horse and mule sooner or later. We burn the bodies once a week. Hey, you see the straw huts and mud buildings over there?
Yes.
Welcome to Kibongo.
Look what I've got for you here, Gabriel. Banana bread. Made with coconut, too. No butter, but plenty of honey.
How amazing. Where'd you get it?
Erich has friends. He is an important man now. Staff officer with von Leto himself.
Any news?
Bad news. The English have landed at Kilvar. Everywhere are we retreating. There has been a lot of fighting.
So we are winning?
Oh, yes. Is this enough for you?
Oh, yes, thanks.
Honey.
Yes, please.
Oh, Fernand. Honey on my chin. Gabriel, you're not eating. What is wrong with you?
I'm sorry. It sounds stupid, but it's just that suddenly I feel very happy. I have been very happy here. It's ridiculous, I know, but I have.
Gabriel, you fool. You can't be happy here. Oh, you stupid. Oh, gosh, oh, God. Oh, Gabriel, don't do this to me.
This banana bread is superb. Liesel.
Yeah?
Das chinesische Geschäft. How would you translate it?
Well, what would you say? The Chinese exhibition.
Yes.
Why do you ask?
Well, nothing important.
October 19th, 1917, Red Hill Camp, Lindi. Dearest Mother, 4 months now since we left Kibongo, still seen no action. My platoon spent the Battle of Mahiwa digging latrines here at the brigade's headquarters. Therefore, out of the 2,700 men lost, I mercifully am still here. We have been given 3 weeks' leave in Zanzibar. I have obtained permission to visit Kilwa, GSO 2 Intelligence, where I hope to find news of Gabriel.
Oh, excuse me. Can you tell me which way is Major Bilderbeck's office?
I'm afraid I can't help you. I'm looking for the same man.
Oh, well, I guess we just choose a door at random and go on in, huh? Try this one, huh?
Come!
Oh, God, no!
What?
I've got to go.
Smith, it's me, Reggie, for heaven's sake. Didn't you recognize me?
Weech Browning. I thought it was you.
Come on in, old man. Haven't seen you for yonks.
Excuse me, I'm looking for Major Bilderbeck.
Oh, well, that's me, sort of. Temporary Major Weech Browning. You'd better come in, too. Dear old Smith. How fancy seeing you again. Smith and I are old comrades in arms, aren't we, Smith?
What do you mean by saying you're Bilderbeck, sort of? I'm looking for him, too.
Oh, well, you're both out of luck. Bilderbeck's disappeared. Dead, probably. Gone mad, by all accounts. You know the sort. He was one of those fearless chappies, always wanting to be in the thick of it. He used to sneak off to the front lines all the time. He was last seen sprinting off in the direction of the enemy, waving his gun, screaming something about his girl and how the Huns were preventing him from finding her. Doesn't make much sense, I'm afraid. I've taken over from him. Well, let me see what I can do. Actually, I'm not sure if I'm allowed to let you have any information. I think all the gen is classified. Still, as it's you, Smith, we'll pretend it's been officially cleared, eh? Fire away.
I'm looking for information about a German officer called von Bishop. Can you tell me if he's been captured, or do you know if he's been killed?
We've got records of every officer in the Schutztruppe. Here we are. Bishop von E., captain of reserve. Owns a farm near Kilimanjaro. Margi Rebellion. Commanded a company at Tanga. Present at Kahe. Moved to Kondo Irangi. Now believed to be on von Lettow's staff. That's it. If he's dead, there's a D beside the name. If he's a prisoner, there's a P. Stands to reason, I suppose. There's no D and no P. That answer your question?
So, he's still out there. Theoretically, at least. Good.
Well, that's right. Why?
I've got a score to settle. He was the man who commandeered my farm, remember?
We've all got a score to settle with the Huns. Now, what did this man do?
All sorts of things. Ruined me, for one. He stole my decorticator, for another.
Oh, God. That bloody great thing. Stole it. How can you steal something like that?
Excuse me.
And what do you want?
I wonder if you could help locate my brother. I'm trying to find out if he's a prisoner of war.
What's his name?
Cobb.
Cobb?
Gabriel Cobb, captain. Captured at Tanga.
Oh, Tanga. Less said about that. Cobb. No, sorry. No Captain Cobb here. Drawn a blank, I'm afraid. Mind you, there are other camps in occupied territories. Places like Chitawa, Masasi, Nanda. He may be in one of those. Also, the German columns always tend to carry some prisoners with them. Ones they don't want freed, if you know what I mean. I shouldn't give up hope. The Germans are quite good about supplying information. Deaths, that sort of thing. If we'd heard anything, it would be down here somewhere.
What about letters? Do letters to British prisoners get through?
It depends. We send food parcels to the camps. Any letters usually go along with them. Bit erratic, though.
Can you tell me if a letter has been sent on to my brother in the last 6 months or so?
My dear Cobb, I haven't the faintest. I've only been here a couple of weeks, since old Bilderbeck went bonkers. Oh, listen to this, Smith.
Right.
Something Bilderbeck came up with. It's called the China Show. It's a plan formulated by the Jerrys to fly a Zeppelin out to East Africa to give aid and succour to von Lettow's army. Extraordinary idea, isn't it? Keep your eyes peeled for an airship. Can't see what it's got to do with China, though. Told you. Bilderbeck's bonkers.
That man keeps turning up in my life, Felix. And someone always seems to get killed.
Weech Browning?
The same. What do you make of this Zeppelin China Show story?
Bilderbeck's office had arranged.
They're big, aren't they?
What?
The Zeppelins.
Yes, I think they are. But it'll have to land in Red Hill Camp if I'm to see it. My company's been in reserve since April.
I ask for a cross-posting to the KAR.
It's my brother, you see. It's extremely important that I find my brother.
Yes. Tell you what, we found a camp last week, but it was full of Portuguese. If we come across any more, I'll look out for your brother. What's he like?
He's fair. Gabriel Cobb, that's his name. He's tall, strong-looking. Doesn't look like me at all.
Oh, sir!
Hello, Sergeant. What's wrong?
We're on the move. 12 companies going up to the front, attacking a place called Nambindinga.
Well, it could be good news for you, Felix.
What?
Nambindinga. There's a large POW camp and hospital near there. Name of Nanda.
In episode 4 of William Boyd's An Ice Cream War, which was dramatized for radio by John Peacock, Felix Cobb was Gerard Logan, Karras was Rachel Atkins, and Temple Smith was William Hootkins. De Toit was Philip Anthony, Gabriel Cobb, James Larkin, Liesel, Daniel Allen, Mrs. Cobb, Diana Hoddenott, Major Cobb, Colin Pinney, Dr. Venables, James Taylor, and Hyams, Lyndon Gregory, Gilzean, Michael Onslow, and Weech Browning, Nicholas Bolton. William Boyd's An Ice Cream War was directed by Owen O'Callaghan. We present the final episode of William Boyd's An Ice Cream War, dramatized for radio by John Peacock, with Nicholas Grace as von Bishop, William Hootkins as Temple Smith, Gerard Logan as Felix, and James Larkin as Gabriel.
Erich is back today. Tomorrow, we shall have proper cigarettes. We are entertaining his officers tonight.
At the bungalow?
Yes. Maybe the war is nearly over for us. You can go home soon to your family.
And what will happen to you?
Perhaps I'll go to Chitawa with Dr. Depe.
Depe?
I hope not. Or Dar es Salaam. All civilians are being sent to Dar. You'll be glad to go home.
Yes. Yes, I will. I suppose.
Perhaps you will go to Leamington Spa.
What?
I visited Leamington Spa once. Erich's parents lived there.
I've never been.
It's a pleasant town.
Yes.
No, please, no!
Dale, Depper, Rutger, stay with me. Vision, take the ladies to your room. You searched his hut, Dig?
Not much to search. Found these papers.
Who is he?
Cobb. Captain Cobb.
Ah, Captain D'Artagnan.
Gabriel.
He's on parole, working in the hospital.
Liesel, what is the matter with you? Do as I say and take the ladies to your room.
Yes,
how much did he hear?
He's coming around for today. Now, Captain Cobb, how long were you outside? How long were you outside?
5 minutes. 5 minutes.
So, you speak German?
A few words.
What were you doing? We have found these papers in your hut. Do you deny that they are yours?
No.
Herr Daig has informed me that you are under parole. These acts of espionage constitute a breach of your parole. Your word as an officer. What do you have to say to that?
What do you know about das chinesische Geschäft?
Nothing. I mean, I don't know what you're talking about.
Das chinesische Geschäft.
Yes, I've heard the name, but I've no idea what it is.
Well, I'm afraid that you will have to be locked up.
See that he has no contact with the other prisoners of war.
Scully! Scully! Schnell! Schnell! Scully!
Gabriel.
Listen.
Are you all right?
Yes.
Listen, Gabriel. Some important news.
What?
They're going to take you with them.
Who?
Our troops. They're crossing the Rovuma into Portuguese East.
Oh, my God. When?
I don't know. Day after tomorrow, the next day.
Oh, God, but why? For God's sake, why me?
They say you know some secret.
Secret what?
I don't know, Gabriel. They won't tell me.
You've got to help me, Liesel. I've got to get away. I've got to get away. They mustn't take me.
I told them. I said you weren't strong enough that you needed medical attention.
That's right. It would kill me.
I told them.
What did they say?
They said they had doctors. It didn't matter.
You've got to help me.
Of course I will.
I've got to escape. Bring me something to dig with. A knife or something. And some food and water. How far away are the British?
45 kilometers, I think.
North?
Yes, north directly.
Bring everything tomorrow night, can you?
Yes, at the same time. Erich thinks I am on duty at the hospital. Gabriel.
Yes?
Why were you outside my house?
I came to see you.
Me? Why?
For some reason, I wanted to see you.
Because of the end of the war?
Yes. That's it.
But Erich and Rutger and Dieg say you are a spy. That you have been spying all the time.
It's not true. It's just something I did.
Why?
To console myself.
I told them you weren't a spy. I should go now.
Liesel, tomorrow night, can you bring me some paper and a pencil?
All right, I will.
Herr General.
Yes, Cole? The man who knows about the Chinese Geschäft?
Last night, but he's weak. He can't be far.
I see. You'd better catch him, Captain Bullbishop.
Me, sir?
Yes. Take some of the irregulars.
Irregulars? We only have the Ruga Ruga. Are you sure, sir?
We are crossing the Rovuma up by the Lugenda confluence in 2 or 3 days. Meet us there. But don't waste time. The Zeppelin is not going to make much difference once we're over the river.
The Ruga Ruga are cannibals, Herr General.
The Ruga Ruga are irregulars of the German army, von Bishop. Dig? You are to wait here and surrender to the British when they arrive.
Yes, Herr General.
Liesel.
Erich, what are you doing here? I thought you were on your way to Navala.
I was. Plans have changed.
Oh?
He's escaped, you know.
Who? Gabriel?
Yes. Cobb.
No, I didn't know.
Somebody in the town must have helped him.
He's been here a long time. Everyone knew him.
I'm going after him. Von Leto's orders.
As you wish, Erich.
We must continue to fight. At all costs.
Of course.
Goodbye. When I have recaptured Cobb, I shall rejoin Leto's final column. No doubt, once Nanda has been surrendered, you will be interned in Dar for as long as the war goes on.
Yes, Erich.
The war has changed you, Liesel. Sometimes you seem a stranger to me.
I'm sure he led north towards the British.
Good, good. Do the Ruga Ruga speak Swahili?
Oh, I regret very little. But you can easily make some understand any order. You'll have these three.
They only have old .70 rifles, but anyway, they're better with their machetes.
And pointed teeth.
Right, let's go.
Leiden des jungen Werthers. The sorrows of young Werther. Report of Captain G.H. Kopp, attached to the 69th Perlmkotta Light Infantry. Taken prisoner at Tanga, 4/11/1914. Account of imprisonment and escape. Next of kin, Major. No. Caris, Lavery Cobb. The cottage, Stackpole Manor, Stackpole, Kent. Shit! Stackpole. Stackpole. Felix. Come on. Cut along, Cobb. Cut along.
I've never had a dip in the pond for years, have we, Felix? Do you remember that day we pushed you stationary?
Useless, useless. Father levered us there.
Oh, it looks inviting. This pool seems to get bigger every year. I hope there's no country maiden passing by.
Whoa!
Oh! Oh! Superb! Come on, Slurkos. He's not a bit cold. Jump, Felix! Sleep in! It won't hurt!
All right.
It does.
Three, two, one.
Yes, Felix, it does.
Old boots, tattered socks, thin knees, scars. Caris, Stackpole, Felix. What's happened to us all?
Yes, about your brother, Cobb. We've come across some traces of him. You remember that American chap, Smith? He telephoned yesterday from a place called Nanda. Small POW camp there. They surrendered. Seems your bro escaped 2 days ago.
I see.
Remember that Zeppelin I told you about? Our chaps in Signal sent it a message in code, German code, saying, German forces in East Africa have surrendered. We've got the Jerry codes, you see. We captured them in 1915. Bilderbeck's work again. Great loss, that man. What do you think happened?
What? Oh, no idea.
Turned right round and went straight back home, that's what. Bloody marvellous, don't you think? We'll be in Nanda in a minute.
You say your husband left 2 days ago? Now, where did he say he was going after he recaptured Cobb? North?
North, south, I don't know. I'm not interested in the war.
I say!
Well,
Smith.
You better start being interested. I
Smith.
Want to... Reach Browning. What are you doing here?
I'm GSO2, intelligence, for heaven's sake. What do you think you're doing?
Interrogating this woman.
Oh, good God, Smith. Interrogation is a matter for my department.
This woman, Liesel von Bishop, is the wife of the bastard I'm chasing.
I don't care who she is.
Yes, but von Bishop's also chasing his brother. Hello, Felix. Isn't that extraordinary?
Gabriel, why?
Well, he escaped 2 days ago. They think he was a spy.
He will come back.
A spy? Gabriel?
Yes. Frau von Bishop says he wasn't. Anyway, the Germans believe your brother is in possession of vital information, which is why they're after him.
I wonder what it is.
Doesn't she know?
No, or at least she isn't saying.
But where's he gone?
North, that's all she knows. She keeps saying not to worry. She says your brother will come back here any day. She says he's just hiding out in the bush somewhere.
How does she know all this?
Well, your brother was in the hospital here for a long time as her patient. It seems she got to know him then. Look, I'm going after von Bishop. If I catch him, your brother might not be too far away.
I'm coming too, but I must ask this woman a question.
Let's get out of the damned sun first. What's this hut? Cooler in here. Just have a look. Good God. Barbarians. The place is covered in human ordure.
Yes, that's right. It's a latrine. I should have warned you.
Guten Tag, gnädige Frau.
She speaks English.
Oh, good. I believe you know my brother, Gabriel Cobb. He escaped from here 2 days ago.
You are Gabriel's brother?
Yes. I just want to ask you one question. Can you tell me if, during the time he was here, he ever received a letter? A letter from England.
A letter?
Yes.
No. No, I'm sure.
Sure he didn't?
He never had any letter.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank God.
Are you coming, Felix? I've got orders to scout north anyway. They think there's another column heading south from Tabora trying to rejoin Letov.
Sorry, old chap. Not on, I'm afraid.
It's his brother, for God's sake.
It could be his great-grandmother, for all I care. No can do.
Jesus Christ! Can't you say it's a matter of vital security?
Oh, yes. Yes, I can say that. But then I'd have to come along too, do you see? I couldn't say that, and then send Cobb along in my place, could I, now?
Is that all right with you, Felix?
Yes. Anything.
Oh, jolly good. Let's pop back to Battalion HQ, and I'll give your company commander a call.
The fire is still hot. He can't be far. And he left in too much of a hurry to take his bag. Die Leiden des Jungen Werthers? Hey, it's my book. How did he come by this? Oh, God. Page is missing. Report of Captain G.H. Cobb. Account of imprisonment and escape. Da-da-da. Stockpole. Kent. Ah. Oh. Get him! That must be him! Get him! Go on, you idiot! You idiot! Get him, I tell you! Kiku, you catch! What's keeping them? Where is he? You've let him get away! Oh, I don't believe it! Cobb! Catch! Prisoner! Where is he? I ordered you to bring him here!
Hachimi!
Oh, what have you got in that blanket? Give me that! Give!
Oh. Oh. God! What have you done? I don't believe it. I did not tell you to cut off his head.
You said this Von Bishop man was the same one who commandeered your farm, didn't you?
That's right.
I thought he was your neighbor. Did you have some kind of feud going or something?
No. Well, not until he destroyed my farm. What kind of a man is it, I ask you, who one day can talk to you about sisal farming in a perfectly interested and friendly way, and then in the next moment steal away your livelihood?
Sounds like a shrewd businessman to me.
What do you mean by that? You don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, sorry, I'm sure, but you did ask.
Hey! Over here!
Oh, still hot. It can't be more than an hour away. No, it looks like a piece of leather binding from a book. What do you make of that?
Is this Von Bishop's camp or Gabriel's?
Well, Von Bishop's. There's a pile of mule droppings here. And look, a mound of fresh earth. I don't think your brother would stop to bury his rubbish.
Look over there, about half a mile away. Masses of birds wheeling round.
Good Lord. Christ, it's a body.
No head.
No head.
Bloody flies. Where do they all come from? A huge, empty plane, that's what I want to know.
Army boots.
Not a fly in sight till something dies, then they're bloody everywhere.
Looks too small for Gabriel. He was a big chap, Gabriel.
The head's been chopped off. That wasn't an animal. What the hell is going on? Who chops off a man's head in the middle of the veldt?
I'm pretty sure it's not Gabriel. I mean, you can't tell without...
Well, who is it, then? Von Bishop?
Where's the head, though? Why carry off the head? I don't understand.
Wait. You stay here, Browning. Keep the birds off. We're going back to the campsite. Come on, Felix!
Righto. Scarecrow. That's what the chaps called me at school.
What is it? Why have we come back here?
The mound of earth. I think they've buried the head here.
Oh, God.
Shall I do it, or will you?
I think you should.
It's here. Wrapped in a square blanket.
Could you? Please. Poor Gabe. What made him do that? Why did he need to do that?
I don't know. I don't have any idea.
What's his name?
Von Bishop.
I just don't understand. What would make anyone do a thing like that?
I don't know. It just doesn't make any sense at all.
Darling Felix, we were most relieved to hear that the dreadful war is nearing an end for you and that your fighting is over. I'm writing in haste to tell you of your father. I'm sorry to say that he has become progressively more unwell since your departure for the war. After much heart-searching and lengthy consultation with Dr. Venables, Cressida and I have decided that it would be best for everyone if he went away for a while.
Dr. Venables has found a quiet and pleasant nursing home near Bournemouth called St. Jude's. He says it comes highly recommended. Dr. Venables hopes that when this war is finally over, and you and Gabriel come home, life may eventually return to normal. With fondest love from us all, Mother.
Well, the German forces have surrendered at Abercorn, Felix. Thought you might be interested in this. List of prisoners who've surrendered. Von Bishop's been sent back to Dar for repatriation. Now, 3 weeks before you go back home, Tilden and I wondered if you'd care to join us back at Smithville for a break.
No, thank you, Smith. I have to go to Dar.
Dar? What on earth for? You're sailing from Mombasa.
Official business. To do with the death of my brother. Two and a half years. Kind of war where you can fight, be sick, half starved, insanely bored, find your brother murdered, and never once fire a single shot in anger. Nothing has turned out for me the way I planned. Oxford, Caris, Stackpole, and you, Gabriel. We had no control over events. They say it's over. Not for me, Gabriel. Not for me. The war's not over until I fire at least one shot in anger. One shot to justify the last 2.5 years we have all suffered. Here and at Stackpole. I swear before I leave Mombasa, I will put that one shot in Von Bishop's brain.
Oh, I'm freezing.
It gets cooler at night.
I suppose it's better than being herded into a camp.
Ach, the English are very fair. Erich, I have to ask you. What happened to Gabriel Cobb?
You don't know?
I heard nothing. They moved us here almost immediately after those men went off after you.
We found him on the Makonde Plateau. He was dead. Oh. From starvation, weakness.
I knew it. When I heard nothing, I knew he was dead.
We found him quite alone. His clothes were rags. He had nothing with him. No food no water. Unaccommodated man, as Shakespeare says. A brave but foolish attempt. We buried him there. I went on to the Lugenda confluence, rejoined von Dettau. You never heard anything from the... from the men following me?
No, nothing. But I saw one of them this morning. He reminded me of it all.
Here? In Da?
Yes.
Did he see you?
I think so. He must have.
But he didn't say anything.
No, nothing. I don't think he recognized me.
They couldn't have found the graves then?
No, I suppose not.
Soon we'll be in Germany. But perhaps one day they'll let us come back.
Erich, you will give me your cold.
No sign of Bishop for 5 days now. Tonight. For you, Gabriel. Tonight. Von Bishop, wake up. Wake up.
He's dead already.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. Jesus.
You can put your gun away. He died this evening, about 3 hours ago. Influenza. Spanish influenza, the doctor said. I saw you outside. Standing under the tree, just as your brother used to do. I was waiting for you to come to the door. Please, come out of this room. You wanted to ask Erich about Gabriel?
Yes.
I must tell you, you know that your brother is dead.
I know. I found him. Did your husband... did he tell you what happened?
Oh, yes.
But why? That's all I want to know. Why? Why? Why?
Why what?
I... why war? Years of war to die of influenza.
To say the least.
Over half of them have died, you know. Of the surviving officers.
Yeah, I heard. Anyway, what happened after that?
We talked on for a short while. I asked about Gabriel. She said she knew him very well. She liked him a lot. A very nice man, she said. Very, very quiet, kind. I didn't say anything about the plateau. I thought nothing would be served. We all have our secrets the heavens won't fall.
What's she doing now?
Still waiting to be repatriated. She said she was looking forward to that.
She didn't talk about Von Bishop at all in any way?
No, not at all. But I thought, you know, given that he was lying next to
me. Yes, of course, I see. She didn't, by any chance, mention the word decorticator, did she?
No. What's a decorticator?
A secret dies with him. It's a mystery. I've searched every German farm on Kilimanjaro and the Pari Hills. No sign. Nobody knows what happened to it. It seems to have disappeared into thin air. How could it? Did they melt it down and break it up? But it was too big, wasn't it, dear?
Of course, extremely big.
I wonder what happened to Weech Browning.
God knows. I never saw him after the plateau. It's another mystery.
Now you can't know the answers to everything.
Well, it was good of you to come and see me off. It's a long way for a goodbye.
No trouble. I wanted to come to Mombasa anyway. I'm going out to a rubber plantation this afternoon. I see the shores of Lake Gipe as one great green rubber forest.
At least it's over anyway. We should all be thankful for that.
What?
The war.
Oh, the war. Yes. That's true.
Goodbye.
You come back soon. Don't wait for another one.
I might. You never know.
In episode 5 of William Boyd's An Ice Cream War, which was dramatized for radio by John Peacock, Gabriel Cobb was James Larkin, Liesel was Daniel Allen, and Von Bishop was Nicholas Grace. Deeg, Lyndon Gregory, Rutka, Colin Pinney, and Von Leto, Gareth Armstrong. Felix Cobb was Gerard Logan, Gilzine, Michael Onslow, Weech Browning, Nicholas Bolton, and Temple Smith, William Hootkins. Matilda was Vivian Rochester, and Mrs. Cobb, Diana Hoddenott. William Boyd's An Ice Cream War was directed by Owen O'Callaghan.